好，弟兄姊妹，我想我今天还是想和大家一起来思想一些很基本、很根基的事情。
Brothers and sisters, today as usual, I would like to meditate with you on something that is very fundamental.
我上次有提到，我们一个正常的重生得救的基督徒，如果要继续对主有认识的话。
Last time I have mentioned the normal Christians who are born again, if we want to continue to know our Lord.
我们就必须是一个祈求的人，必须是一个寻找的人，必须是一个叩门的人。
Then we need to be one who asks, we need to be one who seeks, and we need to be one who knocks.
如果我们在神的面前不是一个祈求的人，不是一个寻找的人，不是一个叩门人的人的话，
If before our Lord we do not ask, we do not seek, we do not knock,
那我们在认识主的路上是没有办法往前的。
Then in the path for knowing our Lord, we cannot proceed.
主是鉴察我们心的主。
Our Lord examines our heart.
我们在他的面前，每一个人都是赤裸敞开。
Before Him, all of us are bare open.
一个人如果不祈求，他不叩门，他不寻找。
If someone doesn't ask, doesn't knock, and doesn't seek,
那所有的前进都不是实在。
Then the movement forward would not be real.
主的话是说，你们祈求就给你们，你们寻找就寻见，你们叩门就给你们开门。
Our Lord's word says those who ask will find, and those who seek will find, and those who knock, the door will be opened unto you.
一个人若不是这样，只是每周定时来聚会，每天定时的读圣经。
If we only read the Bible and meet according to a schedule,
我们只是定时的做一些的祷告，听着年长弟兄所教训的，去按着要求去做。
If we pray according to some schedule, according to sharing of an elder brother,
好的事情我就做，不好的事情我就不做。
Something good I will do, something bad I will not do.
我的确能够明白很多的教导。
Then indeed I can understand a lot of teaching.
生活当中的确也经历一些的祝福。
And indeed I can experience some blessing in my daily living.
然后我就觉着我是得着了一些东西。
Then I feel like I have gained something.
我也觉着我寻见了。
And I noticed that I found something.
我也觉着我好像进门了。
And it seems that I have entered into the door.
但是那些所谓的得着的，所寻见的，所进的门，到底是什么呢？
But those that we have gained and we have found and we have entered, what is that?
我想神的话说得非常的清楚。
Our God's word is very clear.
一个人如果不寻找，不在那里叩门，他所有的得着都不是实在。
Our Lord says, if we do not ask, do not seek, and do not knock, then everything that we have gained is not real.
我想我们要在神的面前一定要做一个诚实的人。
Therefore, before our God, we need to be someone who is genuine.
我今天还是不是一个祈求的人？我今天还是不是一个寻找的人？我今天还是不是一个叩门的人？
Today, am I still someone who will ask, would seek, would knock?
如果我今天不是这样的人的话，
If today I am not one who would do this,
就像我们弟兄一直交通的，只是按着 program 在走。
Then like our brother has been sharing, then we will be following a program.
通过外面一些维持的方法来保持我有一个聚会的样子。
Through outward means that we would maintain an outward form of a meeting.
我想如果我们是这样的话，我们一定要停下来。
If we're like so, then we must stop.
我们一定要回到最基本的事情上重新来过。
We have to start over from the what is most fundamental.
只有把基本的事情搞对了，我们才有可能踏实地往前走。
Only if we get the fundamental things right, then we can move forward.
只有基本的事情搞对了，我们才能真实地往前走。
Only if we get the fundamental things right, then we can truly, for real, walk forward.
看起来再往前走是不行的。
If we just seem like we're walking forward, that is not enough.
盯着别人推我叫我，好像我在往前走，也是不行的。
If someone is pushing me or calling me to walk forward, that is not enough either.
这些都不会持久。
These will not go for long.
只有我们的神看我们，我是一个祈求的人，是一个寻找的人，是一个叩门的人，我们才能真实的往前走。
Only if our God sees that we are someone who asks, we are someone who seeks, we are someone who knocks,Then we can walk forward.
我想我们不能一面的在神的面前祷告说主啊，你要得着我，也让我得着你，让我有路走。
We cannot on one hand cry out to the Lord and say we want to obtain you and we want you to obtain us.
但是另外一面，我们在生活当中，我不去祈求，不去寻找，也不去叩门。
But on the other side, in our daily living, we do not ask, we do not seek, we do not knock.
这样的祷告我们的神是绝对不会听的。
This kind of prayer our God will not answer.
这些都是幻想，是偷懒。
Then we would just be lazy and we're fooling ourselves.
我想这些我们一定要在神的面前要非常的谨慎。
We must be very careful before our Lord.
我们一起再来读一些主的话。
Let's read our Lord's word together.
希伯来书第十章三十八节。
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 38.
希伯来书第十章三十八节到第十一章的第一节。
Hebrews 10:38 to 11:1.
我想我们一起读。
We'll read this in unison.
大家翻到我们就一起来。
We'll read, once we found it, we'll read it together in unison.
只是义人必因信得生，他若退后，我心里就不喜欢他。我们却不是退后入沉沦的那等，乃是有信心以致灵魂得救的。信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。我想我今天还是想继续我上一次的交通所望之事。
Today I would want to continue my sharing from last time of things hoped for.
第三十八节这里说到一个义人，就是一个真的重生得救的人。
Here in verse 38 it speaks of one who is just, that is someone who has been born again.
一个人因着信主，被主的血洁净，在神的面前成为一个义人。
Someone believed the Lord and by his precious blood has been cleansed and becomes just.
他在那里生活，他在那里活着，是要靠着主，信靠主而活着。
When he lives, it is living by faith.
是要靠信得过主而活着。
To live by being able to trust in the Lord.
这是一个正常重生得救的人该有的生活。
This is a normal condition of someone who is born again.
如果我们是真的得救，并且我也知道我是自己真的得救。
If we're truly redeemed and we know that we are truly redeemed,
我们就要来追求这一件事情。
That we need to pursue this matter.
我要过一个生活是信靠主，是我能信得过我的主而在那里活。
We need to pursue a life where we are living by faith and trusting in him.
因为我知道我所信的是谁。
Because we know whom we have believed.
我信得过他的话。
I can trust his words.
我知道他是我的主。
I know he is my Lord.
我相信他的引导和安排。
I trust his providence.
在各样的遭遇和难处当中。
In whatever circumstance and difficulty.
我相信没有一件事是在神的计划之外。
I believe that there is nothing that is out of God's providence.
他是那背后的真主宰。
He is the one who controls all behind the scenes.
所有事情的发生都是经过我们主的允许才临到我。
Everything that happens to us has been acknowledged by our Lord.
不仅是这样，并且万事的发生，主都在那里预备，让我们得着。
Not only that, in all things that happen, the Lord wants us to gain something.
都是有意义和带着目的的。
All these things happen for good and has a purpose.
都是为着让每一个爱神的人能够在那里得到益处。
So that those who love the Lord will have gain.
所以罗马书第十一章第三十六节有说一句话。
That's why in Romans chapter 11 verse 36 it says,
他又说因为万事都是本于他，倚靠他，归于他，愿荣耀归给他。直到永远。Amen.
For of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen.
我想我们今天得救了，我们不是只要活着就行了。
Today we have been redeemed. We shouldn't just be alive.
那是一个动物的生活。
That is a life of an animal.
我们也不是像世人那样活着，为着享受，为着自己的利益在那里活着。
And we do not want to live like the people of this world, just living for our own benefits and pleasure.
我凭着我的本事，凭着我的钱财，我就在那里活。
According to my talents, according to my finance, I will live accordingly.
一个重生得救的人，神的话在这里说，义人要因着信他而活。
The one who is born again, God's word says here that the just shall live by faith.
我们都说我们真的得救了，我们在主的面前是没有 no turning back.
We have said that we are redeemed by the Lord and there is no turning back.
我们是没有回头的路走的。
There is no turning back.
我想的确是这样。
Indeed, it is so.
我们如果真的得救了，我们都知道我们再不可能回到原来世界当中的生活中去。
If we have truly been redeemed, we know that we cannot return to our old life in the world.
但是主的话在这里说到。
But the Lord's word here says,
并不完全是这样。
It is not completely like this.
我们不转回去生活是一件事情。
On one hand, it's one thing to not turn back.
我想我们今天可能的确不再是转回到世界当中去活着。
Indeed, we are probably not those who are turned back to the world.
但是希伯来书第十章三十八节这里提到一件事情。
But in Hebrews chapter 10 verse 38, it mentions one thing.
他说一个得救的人有另外的一个危险。
But one who is redeemed has another danger.
就是今天你退后。
That is, if we, today we draw back.
英文是说 draw back.
In English it says draw back.
Draw back 和 turning back 是不一样的。
It's drawing back and turning back are different.
Turning back 是什么意思？
What does it mean to turn back?
Turning back 就是今天我面对着大家，然后我转过来向着这边走。
Turning back means I'm facing you and suddenly I turn around and I walk away.
什么是 draw back?
What does it mean to draw back?
Draw back 是我今天仍然面对着大家。
Draw back means I'm still facing you.
但是我是倒退着往后走。
But I'm walking backwards.
今天我的脸仍然对着我的主。
I'm still facing my Lord today.
但是我的脚步是在往后退的。
But I'm walking backwards with my feet.
我没有在主的面前是向着他而去的。
We want to be pursuing the Lord towards him.
我想我们今天要注意这件事情。
We need to pay attention to this today.
虽然我没有 turn back, 没有转离我的主，而向着后面走。
Even though we have not turned back and walked backwards.
但是我今天面对着主，我仍然有一个危险，我可以后退。
But today we are facing him, there's still a danger. We could still be walking backwards.
我是在那里说主啊，我不再回头了。
Indeed, we say, Lord, we do not want to return.
我不再属世界，我也不再属自己。
Sorry, we do not want to turn back. We do not belong to ourselves. We do not belong to this world.
我今天是单单属于你。
I only belong to you.
我今天是坦然无惧地来到你的面前。
I come boldly without fear into your presence.
我可以敞着脸来面对你。
I can meet you with unveiled face.
我想这些都是对的。
This is all true.
我们可以是这样的。
Indeed, we can be like this.
但是这样还不够。
But that is not enough.
我们可以面对着主，我们仍然往后退。
We can face our Lord and still be drawn back.
这是我们一个重生得救的人的危险。
This is a danger for those of us who have been born again.
我们的神要救我们，绝对不仅仅是仅仅得救。
Our Lord wants to, our God wants to save us not so that we're merely saved.
希伯来书这里告诉我们，如果我们退后，我们的神就不喜悦我们。
Hebrews tells us that if we're drawing back, then our Lord has no pleasure in us.
就是说，我们的神今天要我们在他的面前是一直向着他去的。
In other words, our Lord wants us to move forward towards him all the time.
神今天不仅救了我们。
God doesn't just save us today.
他还要救我们向着他去。
He'll save us to walk towards him.
神还要今天我们面对着他一直往前走。
And he will have us face him and keep moving forward.
神不只不要我们 turn back.
Not only does he not want us to turn back.
他也不要我们 draw back.
He doesn't want us to draw back either.
不 turn back 是得不得救的问题。
Regarding whether we turn back or not, that is a matter of salvation.
不 draw back 是我们今天在神的面前是不是能够得胜往前走的问题。
Whether we draw back or not, that is a matter of whether we can have victory and overcome in our Lord.
神要我们绝对不是一个仅仅得救的人。
God does not want us to be merely someone merely saved.
我们要一直在他的面前 press on 向前走。
We need to continue in his presence and press on.
这才是一个得胜的生活。
That is a victorious life.
只有向前才叫做得胜。
Only if we can move forward, then that is victory.
我们才能经历我们的救恩是真的稳妥的，是真的完全的。
Then we can experience that the salvation is indeed assured.
我们今天所经历的真的是有实际的。
Today, what we experience would be reality.
得救是我们的开始。
Salvation is but the beginning.
我想一个人可以是得救。
Someone could be saved.
但是他也可以从得救的那一天起，他就过上了一个面对着主而退后的生活。
But this person could start on the day of being redeemed to start walking back.
以至到一个地步，虽然是面对着主。
Even though we're facing the Lord.
但是他与主的距离是非常的远，一直在那里后退。
But because he's drawing back, his distance with the Lord is very far.
好像很长的时间，多少年的时间都没有来到过主的面前。
After many years, it seems like this person has not come to the face of the Lord.
好像与主的距离已经是非常的遥远。
The distance with the Lord is very far.
我们是绝对不会自动的越来越向主亲近的。
We will not automatically be closer and closer to the Lord.
不是因为哪一天的天气好，我的心情好，我就与主近一点。
It's not that someday perhaps the weather is nice so I'm closer to my Lord.
也不是哪一天我的工作没有那么繁忙，
诗歌唱得很感动，我就与主更近一点。
It's not that someday perhaps I'm not as busy at work, and that day I heard a song hymn that really moved me, so I'm closer to the Lord.
是绝对没有这一回事情。
But certainly not.
但是主的话有给我们一个应许。
But the Lord's word has given us an assurance.
今天无论我们在神的面前落得有多么的远，沉得有多么的低。
No matter how far we are from the Lord's presence today,
只要我们是一个重生得救的人，
as long as we are someone who is born again,
这个应许就是给我们的，
then this assurance is for us.
是在雅各书的四章第八节。
It is in James chapter 4.
雅各书的四章第八节。
In James chapter 4, verse 8.
我们只读前半段。
We'll read the first half.
他说，你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。
Says, draw near to God and he will draw near to you.
就英文这里说你们 draw near to God.
If we draw near to God.
之前的希伯来书十章三十八节说我们退后，我们 draw back.
And in Hebrews 10:38 it says draw back.
我们面对着神，但我们却退后离开神了。
We're facing God, but yet we're drawing back.
Draw back 是我们单向的离开主。
Drawing back is a unidirectional distancing from the Lord.
是我自己离开主。
It is I am leaving the Lord.
在雅各书四章八节这里说，如果你亲近神的话。
But in James chapter 4 verse 8 it says, if you draw near to God,
这里就会发生一件事情。
Then something will happen.
不止我在这里向着主走。
Not only am I walking towards the Lord,
我与主更近。
And I'm closer to the Lord.
并且当我这样向着主走的时候。
But more so when I'm walking towards the Lord,
神也就必来亲近我。
And then God will draw near to me.
主也就向着我们一定要走过来。
And the Lord will also walk towards us.
退后是我单自个人的离开。
When we're drawing back, it is a unidirectional drawing back.
但是亲近神却是双倍的果效。
But for drawing near, it is a double blessing.
是两个人都在向对方前进。
Both people are walking towards one another.
这是一个双向的亲近。
This is a double, drawing near.
我想这里是我们的神给我们极大的恩典。
This is a great blessing that the great grace that our God has given us.
我们的主不仅给我们今天有回头的恩典。
Not only do we have the grace to return.
这里我们也看到主还给我们有向着他去的恩典。
But here we see that the Lord has given us also grace to draw near.
这是一个双倍的祝福。
And it is a double blessing.
所以我们今天没有一个人可以说我无法与主亲近，无法来到神的面前。
Therefore today none of us can say we cannot draw near to God.
没有一个人说我离主已经太远了。
We cannot say we are so far from God.
我没有办法来到主的面前了。
That I cannot come before Him.
因为主在这里已经说了。
Because the Lord has already said.
只要我向着他走，他就一定向着我也来过走。
As long as I walk towards Him, He will walk towards me.
这个距离一定是越来越短的。
And the distance will shrink.
并且这个的距离是加倍的缩短。
And the distance will shrink twice as fast.
我想当我们真的默想神的话。
If we truly meditate on the Lord's word,
我们里面应该产生一个极大的羡慕。
We should have an admiration from within.
我们里面应该产生一个极大的渴慕，要向着我们的主去。
We ought to have this great desire that we want to go to press on towards.
因为当我们向着主去，我们的主也向着我们来。
Because when we press on towards Him, He will draw near to us.
我们要在这件事上有确实的追求。
We need to have true pursuing in this matter.
我想西安聚会我们的年长弟兄都有交通道，我们要认识基督。
I think in West Coast Christian Conference, our elderly brothers have been sharing to know Him.
我们要对主有真实的认识。
We want to truly know our Lord.
要对主有一手的经历。
We want to have a first-hand experience.
要对主有主观的经历。
We want to have a subjective knowledge of Him.
我想我们听了之后一定承认，的确是这样的。
Once we heard this, then we have to admit it is indeed so.
我们都需要这样的来认识主。
We need to know our Lord in these matters.
但如果我们要认识主的话，我们就绝对不能是一个退后的人。
But if we want to be those who know our Lord, we cannot be those who draw back.
我们不能离主很远的来认识主。
We cannot know our Lord from afar.
我们认识主不是远远的在那里认识主。
We are not knowing our Lord from afar.
远远的认识主是不可能有一手的经历的。
Knowing the Lord from afar will not give us a first-hand experience.
所以我们今天如果要认识主的话， 我们就一定来到主的面前。
Therefore, if we want to know our Lord today, we must come before His presence.
我们只有与主的距离被拉近了，我们才有可能认识主。
Only if the distance between us and our Lord is shrunk, then we can know our Lord.
我想我们每一个人都同意，我们要亲近主，要来到主的面前。
I believe all of us will say that yes, indeed, we want to draw near to the Lord.
我们每一个人都想来亲近主。
We all want to draw near to the Lord.
我相信每一个清楚自己是得救的人。
If we are truly sure that we are born again,
我们向着主都有这个心愿。
Then we have that desire.
但是今天怎么亲近主？
But how do we draw near to the Lord?
我们怎么与主之间的距离能够更近？
How can we shrink that distance between us and the Lord?
我想很多人就会觉得我要用我自己的情绪，用我自己的 emotion.
And then people will perhaps use our own emotions.
每次聚会的时候，祷告的时候。
Every time when we meet, when we pray,
我如果我的情绪有了一个高峰，
if I have a peak in my emotion,
我里面非常的感动，
and I'm moved within,
我里面好像有了某一种激动的感觉，
and I have some feeling within,
我们自己在那里定规了很多的感觉，
then we will set a lot of standards for those emotions.
那一种的感觉的标准成为我们自己与主亲近与否的标准。
And those standards will become how we measure whether we're close to the Lord.
很多时候我们在这里聚会。
Often when we gather together here.
我们的目的就是心中要酝酿出来那一种的感觉。
We want to somehow get our emotions to be like that.
只要我的心中有了那一种的感觉，那我里面就安心了，我就与主亲近了。
If I can cultivate that feeling, then I can be at rest.
也有人觉得我好像在那里，等我里面安静一点的话。
Or perhaps someone could think if we can quiet ourselves down.
因为我来聚会的时候太仓促了。
Because I was rushed when I was coming to
meeting. 我要坐在这里安静一段时间，缓一缓才可以。
I need to sit here and rest for a bit.
我要过渡一下，让我的感觉回来。
I need to let my emotions transition back to a peaceful emotion.
我想我们如果对自己诚实，我们每一个人都在那里定了一些感觉的标准。
If we're honest with ourselves, we probably have some of these standards that we have given ourselves.
我们在聚会当中用那个感觉来衡量自己。
And in meetings, we use that kind of standard to measure ourselves.
如果我达到自己感觉的标准了，
if I meet the standards of my own emotions,
我就给我盖章说我今天与主亲近了。
Then I'll put a check mark and say that I have been drawn near to the Lord today.
如果今天整场的聚会我都没有酝酿出来那一个感觉，
if throughout the entire meeting I couldn't cultivate that feeling,
别人都能看见我的脸上面带愁容了。
Others can see my face is filled with sorrow.
好像我的整个聚会都不能 focus 了。
I couldn't focus in this entire meeting.
我自己就落在那个灰暗圣徒的光景当中。
Then I would be in a condition of a saint in darkness.
我就自己在那里告诉自己，主啊，我怎么又成为这样了？
Then I will tell the Lord and myself, why am I like this again?
我今天怎么办呢？
What can I do?
又或者我今天提前了十分钟来到聚会。
Or perhaps I will come 10 minutes early to a meeting.
我提前就安静下来，我里面没有那么浮躁。
I come early so I can have peace in my heart so I'm not restless.
我今天早晨没有与人吵架。
And this morning I didn't get into a fight with someone.
这周要背的圣经我都背了。
And this week the allotted memorization of scripture, I did it.
我要有的交通我也准备了一点。
And the fellowship I'm going to share, I have already prepared.
就连波饼聚会要祷告什么，我里面好像也打好草稿了。
And even for what I'm going to pray during breaking of bread meeting, I have a rough draft in my heart.
所以每当诗歌一响起，我里面就觉着我真是站在磐石之上。
And so then when we sing the hymn, then we feel like indeed on solid rock we stand.
我就真在那里觉着主耶稣真是我的义。
And my Jesus is my righteousness.
没有人再能控告我了。
And there's no more condemnation.
我就觉得我与我的主真的好近呐。
And I'm so close to my Lord.
我真的是心欢喜，灵快乐。我坐在这里都感觉很舒坦。
And my soul rejoices, and my spirit lifts up, and I'm so happy here.
但是我们要知道一件事情，我们的感觉的标准达标了，不等于我与我的主亲近。
So we have to know that if we meet that check mark of our own emotional standards, doesn't mean that we have drawn nigh to God.
也有人在那里觉着能够要与主亲近的话，那我里面一定要有强烈的心愿。
And perhaps someone would think if we want to draw near to God, then we need to have a strong desire in our hearts.
所以我用尽我所有心思的力量，要维持自己里面有一个强烈的心愿。
Therefore, we use our own willpower to be to have that desire to draw near to God.
每次祷告聚会的时候，我要逼我的自己，里面要促使出来一个强烈的喜悦。
Every time during a prayer meeting, I will force myself to have that strong desire.
我生怕我自己放松一点，强烈的心愿就没有了。
I don't want to relax so that strong desire will go away.
如果每一次聚会我里面心愿非常的强烈，我就觉着我与主亲近了。
If every time we gather, my desire is strong, I feel that I have drawn nigh to God.
有亲近主的心愿不等于我们与主已经亲近了。
But having a desire to draw near to God does not equate to having indeed drawn near to God.
我们每次都祷告说主啊让我亲近你，也不等于我与我的主已经亲近。
Every time we pray, Lord, let me draw near to you, doesn't mean that we have indeed drawn near to Him.
我自己在那里立志，主啊，我要亲近你，也不等于我与我的主已经亲近了。
If I'm determined in my will to draw near to Him, that doesn't mean I've drawn near to Him either.
如果我们只是有心愿要与主亲近
，If we only have that desire to draw near to Him,
我只是每次祷告说主啊，我要来亲近。
Or every time we only pray that we want to draw near to Him,
我只是常常立志在那里，主啊，我一定要来亲近你。
Or we will that.We will draw near to Him.
我想这些都是好的。
I think these are all good.
但如果我们停在那儿，
but if we stop here,
我们就还是没有真的与我们的主亲近。
Then we have not truly drawn near to Him.
我们与主之间的距离是不会因着我们有了感觉、有了心愿、有了祷告的话、有了立志就被拉近的。
Our distance with our Lord will not be close, shortened just because we have these things.
我们若要与主之间的距离真的被拉近的话，
If we want to truly draw near to the Lord,
我们就要来看神的话到底是怎么说的。
Then we need to look at God's word and what does it say?
刚才读过希伯来书第十章三十八节说的。
We have already read in Hebrews chapter 10 verse 38, it says,
他说义人必因信得生。
It says, the just shall live by faith.
他若退后，我心里就不喜欢他。
If anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him.
我想这里非常清楚地说到一件事。
Here it speaks of something very clearly.
如果我们要不退后，要能前进。
If we want not to draw back, but we want to move forward.
要与主亲近。
And we want to draw near to our Lord.
我们就必须切实地在我们的生活上有一个改变。
Then in our living, we need to have a change.
我们就必须要因着信得过我们的主，信得过他的话，把他当主这样的生活。
And we need to place him as Lord in our lives because we can trust in him.
这是主给我们的路。
This is the way that the Lord has given us.
如果我们不主动地选择去这样活的话，
If we do not actively choose to live this way,
即便我有很强的心愿，
Even if I have a strong desire,
即便我有很多的祷告，很多的立志，
Even if I have a lot of prayer and a lot of determination,
我想我们的经历会一再地向我们显明一件事情，
And our experiences will continue to reveal something.
我们今天仍然与主非常的远，
Today we're still far from our Lord.
我们没有与主亲近的实际，
We do not have the reality of drawing near to the Lord.
这是信心的问题，
This is a matter of faith.
是因为我们没有选择去过这样生活的问题，
It is because we have not chosen to live like this.
问题是没，我们没有要把自己放在这样的情况中来学习过这样的生活，
We do not put ourselves in these circumstances to learn to live by faith.
这是我们要主动去选择而过的一种生活。
We have to actively choose to live in this way.
而且这一个必须是心甘情愿的。
And we have to do this willingly.
必须是我们这一方主动的。
It has to be active from our end.
我们才可能在主观上经历到我与主之间的距离近了。
Then we can subjectively experience that our distance with the Lord has become shortened. It's no longer far and it's not an abstract thing anymore.
英文这里说到义人，他不是说义人 will live by faith.
Here it does not say the just will live by faith.
如果是这样的话，我想我们就什么都不需要做。
If it's that, then we don't need to do anything.
我们等着就好，自然会发生的。
We just wait and it will happen.
但是这里是说义人 shall live by faith.
But here it says the just shall live by faith.
是有我的选择在里面的。
There is a matter of our choice.
这是一个命令。
This is a command.
我可以完全不选择这样的过活的。
I can choose to not live this way at all.
这样的生活是不会自自然然就有的。
It will not naturally happen for me.
所以我们今天如果要认识神的话，
Therefore today if we want to know God,
如果要有一手的经历的话，
If we want to have a first-hand experience,
我们如果要经历到与主之间的关系是越来越近的话，
If we want to experience that our distance with the Lord is nearer and nearer,
这是我们的主向我们开的一条路。
This is a way that our Lord has opened up for us.
我们的信心必须不断地被建立起来。
Our faith has been established.Step by step.
我们可以很想的来亲近主。
We could have that strong desire to want to be
near to the Lord. 但是一到生活当中要我信靠主，真的把他当主的话。
But in my daily living, when things actually happen, I need to put him as my Lord.
我就没有那么想了。
Then I do not have that desire at that point.
我可以祷告的时候非常迫切，主啊，让我亲近。
When I'm praying, I could say, Lord, indeed, I want to draw near to you.
但是生活当中一旦发生一些不顺我意的事情，
But when something happens in my daily living that is against my will,
要信得过主在这件事上仍然在掌权的话，
and I have to believe that on this matter my Lord is still reigning.
这件不合我意的事情仍然是他所安排的。
Even these things that are against my will are all according to his arrangement.
我们就发现一件事情，我里面没有那么想来亲近主。
Then we will notice that there are certain things we don't want to draw near to the Lord anymore. Because it is different from what I imagined it would be if I draw near to the Lord.
Yeah,
it feels not as ideal anymore.
我想有时候我们会问到不信主的朋友们一个问题，你们觉得基督徒是什么样的人？
Sometimes we might ask non-believers, what do you think Christians are like?
很多人都会告诉我们，基督徒他们读圣经。
A lot of people would say that Christians read the Bible.
他们每周都聚会。
They have a lot of meetings.
他们人很好。
They're nice people.
他们都祷告。
They pray.
我想我们很多的时候其实暗地里也是这么相信的。
Sometimes we perhaps believe that as well.
信了主就是要祷告、读经、来聚会、做一个好人。
That if we believe the Lord, then we will pray, we'll read the Bible, we'll come to meetings, and we'll be nice.
然后我们就这样的在过日子。
And we'll live like that.
但是神的话在这里告诉我们。
But God's word tells us here.
有一件事是一个因信称义、重生得救的人该有的生活。
There's one thing that the one who is justified by faith and born again must do.
这是一个重生得救的人他身上显出来的一种特质。
There is a special characteristic of someone who is born again.
就是这些人他们自从重生得救之后他就开始选择过上了一种因信而活的生活。
That is, these people, once they're born again, they chose to live a life by faith.
因着这件事就把信和不信的人分开了。
And by this, we separated those who believe and those who do not believe.
这样的生活是一个重生得救的人的一个见证。
This is a testimony of those who have been born again.
我想我们如果真的得救，我们就要来追求，要过上这样的生活。
If we're truly redeemed, then we must pursue this life.
只有我们选择来过这样的生活。
Only if we choose to live this way.
我们才可能在身上有真的见证。
Then we can have true testimony.
我们才可能在身上真的见证我的主是活的。
Then we can testify that the Lord liveth.
我的主今天仍然是可信的。
And we can trust in him today.
因着我相信他的话，他的应许就在我的身上成就了。
Because we believe his word, his will is accomplished in our lives.
如果一个人重生得救，他不主动选择过这样的生活。
If someone who is born again and will not actively choose this,
他就只能过宗教的生活。
And he could only live a religious life.
只要不过因信而活的生活。
As long as we're not living the life by faith,
就自动进入宗教的生活。
Then we'll automatically enter into a life of religion.
因为除了主不在这里，外面的事情都是一样的。
Because besides the Lord not being here, everything else on the outside looks the same.
我想无论我今天里面有多么不想过宗教的生活，
No matter how much I do not want to live a religious life in me,
不管我好像有多讨厌成为宗教人士，
No matter how much we detest becoming religious,
只要我不选择过因信而活的生活，
if I don't choose to live a life by faith,
我是没有办法离开宗教的生活，
then I cannot depart from a religious life.
只有过信心的生活才能保护我们不离开主。
Only by living a life by faith can protect us by not living a life of religion.
只有我们选择过信心的生活，我们与主的关系才能越来越近。
Only if we choose to live a life by faith, then our relationship with our Lord will draw nearer and nearer.
在雅各书四章第八节当中，他提到两件事情。
In James chapter 4 verse 8, he mentions two things.
是雅各在那里提醒那些信主的弟兄们。
James is reminding brothers and sisters who have reminding them that you have to draw near to the Lord.
这里的两件事都是非常基本的事情。
Here are two things and they're both very fundamental.
但却是非常关键的。
But they're also very critical.
我们再读一下。
We'll read this together.
雅各书四章第八节。
James chapter 4 verse 8.
他说你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。有罪的人呢，要洁净你们的手。心怀二意的人呢，要洁净你们的心。
Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your heart, you double-minded.
像我们要过信心的生活，要来亲近神，第一件事情就是我们必须在神的面前有一个无愧的良心。
If we want to live a life of faith, and we live by faith, and we want to draw near to Him, then the first thing is that we need to have a good conscience.
我们绝对不能带着没有认的罪而来到神的面前，又要来亲近他。
We cannot come before our Lord with unconfessed sin and once again want to draw near.
这是绝对不可能来到神的面前。
Then this would be impossible.
我们必须要诚实。
We have to be honest with ourselves.
我今天是不是暗中留下了一些罪
？Do I privately, secretly kept some unconfessed sin?
我在暗中享受那个罪中之乐。
And secretly, I'm enjoying the pleasures of sin.
我里面不想离开那个罪。
And I do not want to leave that sin.
这里说到，我知道我在那里得罪神了。
Here it says that we know,
我得罪神了。
I sinned against God.
我的良心已经多次在那里向我显明，显给我看我得罪主了。
And my conscience has already revealed to me many times that I sinned against my Lord.
但我却不在神的面前认罪。
But I would not confess my sin before my Lord.
所以这个罪就一直留在那儿。
Then the sin remains.
我们的良心一直都是污秽的。
And our conscience is defiled.
良心如果污秽的话。
If our conscience is defiled.
良心如果有亏的话。
If we do not have a good conscience.
而同时我们又丢弃那个良心的感觉。
And at the same time, we also cast away the feeling of that conscience.
那我们是绝对不可能过信心的生活的。
Then we cannot live a life of faith.
提摩太前书第一章十九节，他有提到一件事情。
In 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 19, it says.
提摩太前书一章十九节。
1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 19.
就说长存信心和无亏的良心，有人丢弃良心，就在真道上如同船破坏了一样。
Having faith and a good conscience, which some have rejected, concerning the faith has suffered shipwreck.
信心如果离开一个无愧的良心，就和船破坏了一样。
If our conscience leaves a good, sorry, if our faith leaves a good conscience, then it is like shipwreck.
这样的船哪里都去不了。
This kind of ship cannot go anywhere.
我们的信心是无法正常 function.
Then our faith cannot function normally.
我们的良心如果在那里告诉我们你犯罪了。
If our conscience tells us that we sinned,
我们就要第一时间马上到主的面前认罪。
Then immediately we must come before our Lord to confess our sin.
如果我是得罪人了。
If I sin against man,
我就要向人道歉。
Then I have to apologize to man.
我不能把良心的感觉放在那里不管。
I cannot ignore the feeling of that conscience.
然后我继续过我的生活。
And I continue to live my life.
或者我在那里忍受我良心的煎熬。
Or perhaps I suppress and endure the conscience.
我们很多时候在那里得罪神，得罪人了。
Perhaps we've sinned against God or sinned against men.
良心已经在那里指责我。
Our conscience has already pointed that out to us.
我们里面已经非常的难过，非常的愧疚了。
We already feel really bad and we regret.
我们在那里想要怎么办呢？
And we're thinking about what to do.
觉得自己犯罪了。
We've sinned.
但我想我们很多时候的问题是我们只有难过但不认罪。
The problem we have is often we feel bad but we do not confess our sin.
我们可以很主动的去找别人交通。
We can actively go and have fellowship with others.
分享自己的难过，分享自己的罪。
To share and fellowship on our suffering and the bad feeling within.
但我却不到神的面前去向神认罪。
But we do not come before our Lord to confess our sins.
我觉得这些是非常非常基本的事情。
I feel these are very fundamental matters.
但我们常常把它当作无所谓的事情。
But we are often so careless on these matters.
或者我用自己的办法来解决它。
Or perhaps we use our own ways to solve these issues.
我把良心的指责，我把它扛过去。
I will carry over this condemnation of the conscience.
我在那里忍忍就过去了。
I will just suppress it and it will pass.
或者我去多读一点圣经，然后多读一点属灵书，弥补一下。
Or perhaps I'll read some more Bibles, read some more spiritual books, and to make up for it.
但我们如果这样做，我们就会发现我们这个的人越来越下沉。
But if we do that, then we'll notice that we keep sinking lower and lower.
我们在主的面前越来越起不来。
And we cannot rise up before our Lord anymore.
灵里面是软弱的不得了。
And we're so weak spiritually.
因为良心是有愧的。
Because we do not have a good conscience.
也有的人他一直在那里认罪。
There are also people who keep confessing their sins.
他总觉得自己有问题，他有罪，一直在那里认。
They keep feeling of their sin, so they keep confessing sin.
他一直找自己的罪，一直看自己的不好。
They keep looking for their own sins and seeing how they're not good enough.
然后就求主赦免我，怜悯我。
And then asking the Lord to forgive me.
好像这样是一种谦卑的表现。
It is as if that this is a form of humility.
天天在那里认罪，但是认完罪了。自己仍然觉得自己是污秽的。
Daily confessing our sins, yet after confessing, we still feel we're unclean.
自己仍然来不到主的面前。
We still cannot come before our Lord's presence.
仍然自己的良心是有亏的。
There's still something wrong with our conscience.
这不是我们的主要我们过的生活。
This is also not the life that our Lord wants us to have.
我们的主不要我们一直活在定罪当中。
Our Lord does not want us to stay in the realm of condemnation.
罪不是要在那里一直认的。
We should not continue to confess the same sin.
好像认得多就能得赦免。
As if we confess more, then we'll be forgiven more.
我们一定要相信抓住主的话。
We need to believe and hold on to the Lord's word.
约翰一书的一章九节他说
In 1 John chapter 1 verse 9 says,
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我的罪，洗净我一切的不义。
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
只要我们今天是诚实的，是认真的，我们犯罪了，认一次就够了。
If we are genuine today and we are serious and we sin, we just need to confess once.
然后我告诉主，主啊，我相信你的话。
Then we tell the Lord, we believe your word.
我相信你照着你的话，你已经赦免我了。
I believe according to your word that you have already forgiven me.
因为我是真心的向你认罪的。
Because I'm truly confessing my sin before you.
你已经洗净了我一切的不义。
And you have already cleansed me of all unrighteousness.
并且我也拒绝再在这件事上认罪了。
And I will reject more confession on this matter.
如果我接二连三一直在认的话，我就是认为神是说谎的。
If I continue to confess, then I make God out to be a liar.
并且我越认越下沉。
And indeed, if I confess more, then I would fall down even further.
我们就给仇敌开了门，让他来控告我。
Then we open a door for the enemy to condemn us.
如果我们今天已经诚实的向主认罪，
if we have already genuinely confessed our sin before our Lord,
我们就要用信心守住我们在主面前的地位。
Then we need to use faith to guard the position that we have in the Lord.
罗马书五章第一节他说，
in Romans chapter
五章第一节
Romans chapter 5 verse 1 it says,
他说了，我们既因信称义，就记着我们的主耶稣基督得与神相合。
Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们因着相信主耶稣，已经被称义了。
Because we believe the Lord, then we have been justified.
我们不仅仅是得了赦免，更是在神的面前，他称我们为义人了。
Not only have we been forgiven, but he counts us as righteous.
良心已经被洁净了。
And the conscience has already been cleansed.
我想我们不能谦卑到一个地步，连自己因信称义的地位都让出去了。
We cannot humble ourselves to a point where even the position of being justified faith we will throw out.
我想弟兄姊妹，如果我们今天是处在这样的光景当中，
Brothers and sisters, if we're in that condition today,
只要我们真心的向主认罪，
if we can genuinely confess our sins before our Lord,
我们就相信主的话，接受他的话，
then we believe the Lord and we accept his word.
不要再看那件事情了。
We will not look at that matter anymore.
我们就要起来向着主继续往前走。
Then we will rise up and continue to press on towards our Lord.
雅各书第四章第八节，这里说到了第二件事情。
In James chapter 4 verse 8, it speaks of a second matter.
就是心怀二意。
You double-minded.
我们要过因信而活的生活，要来亲近神的话。
We want to live a life by faith. We want to draw near to God.
第二个拦阻就是心怀二意。
The second hindrance is being double-minded.
这是什么意思？
What does this mean?
一个心怀二意的人，他绝对不是一个不要主的人。
Someone who is double-minded is not someone who doesn't want the Lord.
一个不要主的人根本不存在心怀二意的事情。
If someone doesn't want the Lord, then you would not be double-minded.
一个不要主的人，他是专心的，一心要别的事情。
Someone who doesn't want the Lord will be single-mindedly wanting other things.
他是不会有心怀二意的问题的。
They will not have this issue of being double-minded.
心怀二意只出现在一个人他真的要主。
Double-minded issue only occurs for those who really want the Lord.
这里的二是说到不专一。
Here, two means it's not one.
除了神以外，我还有别的所要的。
Besides God, I want something else.
神在这里不是要问你要不要主。
God is not here asking you, do you want the Lord?
神的话是问你是不是单一的要主。
God is asking, do you want only the Lord?
还是你掺了一些别的事情夹杂在里面？
Or are there other things that are mixed in?
我要主，但我也一定要那样的东西。
I want the Lord, but I also want that thing.
我要主，但我也一定要过安逸的生活。
I want the Lord, but I also want a comfortable life.
我要主，但我也要别人一定要顾我的感受。
I want the Lord, but I also want others to care for my feelings.
有时候我们为什么会觉得我们在那里信不过主？
Sometimes we feel that we cannot trust in the Lord.
为什么会觉得我信心如此的软弱？
Sometimes we feel that our faith is so weak.
好像我不敢到主的面前来靠近他。
We're afraid of coming before the Lord to draw near to him.
是因为我们心中藏了有半句话，我们没有告诉主。
Because there's hidden in our hearts half a phrase that we didn't tell the Lord.
我们藏了那半句话，主我要你，但另外我还有所要的，我们没有告诉主。
We hide that half because we say that the Lord we want you, but that half that says we want something else, we will not tell the Lord.
我们要非常注意我们心的情况。
We need to pay attention to our heart condition.
无论是谁，都有可能落在这样的光景当中。
Anyone could fall into this condition.
如果我们心怀二意，要来亲近主，要过尽心的生活，是绝对不可能的。
If we're double-minded, then we want to draw near to the Lord, or we want to live by faith, that is impossible.
我们读一下雅各书的第一章六到八节。
Let's read James chapter 1 verse 6 to 8.
雅各书的一章六到八节。
James chapter 1 verse 6 through 8.
只要凭信心求，一点不疑惑，因为那疑惑的人就像海中的波浪，被风吹动翻腾。这样的人，不要想从主那里得什么。心怀二意的人，在他一切所行的路上都没有定见。
But let him ask in faith with no doubting.For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is double-minded man, unstable in all his ways.
雅各书这里说得非常清楚，一个人心怀二意，他的信心是根本用不了的。
Here James says very clearly, someone who is double-minded cannot use his faith.
他在神的事上是一个疑惑的人。
He is someone who doubts in matters with God.
充满怀疑的人。
He is full of doubts.
他是非常不稳定的人。
He is someone who is unstable.
这是一件非常严重的事情。
This is something very serious.
因为神的话说，这样心怀二意的人，不要想从我那里得到什么。
Because here it says those who are double-minded should not expect to gain, receive anything from the Lord.
这也就是说，所有属灵的事都是一窍不通的。
And in other words, every spiritual matter is closed to this person.
根本不可能来经历主。
Cannot possibly experience the Lord.
跟主之间的关系是断开的。
The connection with the Lord is broken.
因为主今天要给的东西，他都没有办法得着。
Because whatever the Lord wants to give, this person cannot receive.
因为主说你不要想从我那里得着什么。
Because the Lord says, do not suppose that you will receive anything.
不论去多少的会，听多少的信息。
No matter how many gatherings we attend, how many sermons we listen to.
只要一个人他心怀二意。
As long as someone who is double-minded.
在认识神的路上马上停下来。
Then they will stop immediately on this road to knowing the Lord.
如果这个问题没有解决，就再没有可能再真的往前走。
If this matter is not dealt with, then there's no way to walk forward.
我想我们应该惧怕我们落在这样的光景当中。
I believe we should be afraid of being in this condition.
我们又要得着主，却暗中又要得着自己所要的。
We want the Lord, but secretly we also want something else.
而我又不要来洁净我的心。
And I would not cleanse my heart.
我一定要得着我所要的。
I want to get that thing that I want.
我想如果我们对自己诚实，我们是知道的。
If we're honest with ourselves, we know.
我们是一直卡在某个地方的。
We are deadlocked at some place.
是没有路可以一直往前走的。
There's no way forward.
在知识上仍然可以得着帮助。
In terms of knowledge, we can be helped by that.
我们也可以得着一些很实用解决问题的方法。
And we can gain some methods that's practical to deal with certain
things. 但是神的话说，你在我那里不要想得着什么。
But God's word says, with me, do not suppose that you will get anything.
也就是主在那里说，你不要再盼望从我这里还能得着什么了。
That is to say, the Lord says, do not expect to get anything from me anymore.
你打消这个念头吧。
Get rid of this thought completely.
你要醒过来。
You must wake up.
不是今天懂得够不够多的问题。
It is not a matter of how much we understand.
也不是我做得够不够好的问题。
Or how well we are doing something.
只要我们的心中暗中有别的想要的。
If as long as we have something secret thing that we want in our hearts.
不要在那里想别的办法了。
If we think of any other way,
主在这里告诉我们，只有洁净我们的心，离开心怀二意的情况。
Do not think of any other way. The Lord says here to cleanse our hearts and depart from this condition of being double-minded.
我们才有可能走属灵的路。
Then we can have a chance to walk the spiritual way.
只有这样，我们的信心才可能真的 function.
Only by this, then our faith can truly function.
这很多时候我们在工作上很有自己的打算，很有自己的 vision。
Perhaps many of us have a lot of vision and thoughts in our jobs.
但是一到属灵的事上就是糊涂的，好像是不开窍的。
But when it comes to spiritual matters, it seems like we're foolish and unenlightened.
好像生活当中遇不见主，祷告也得不着答应。
It seems like we cannot meet the Lord, and when we pray, it is not answered.
我想很大的一个原因就是心怀二意。
A great reason for that is because of being double-minded.
如果我们不是真的要主，一定要认识主。
If we do not want just the Lord,
我们基本一辈子就留在这样的情况当中。
Then we will be stuck in this condition all our lives.
因为你想想，心怀二意就是我两个都要。
Because double-minded means we want both.
就是两个都很重要对我。
Both of them are important to me.
我都不想失去这两件事。
I do not want to give up on either part.
我真的想要主，但我也真的想要另外一件东西。
I truly want the Lord, but I truly also want that other thing.
你想想，如果我们不是真的像弟兄，能够祷告主啊 ，Make me willing.
If we cannot truly pray, Lord, make me willing.
如果我们不是能够像雅各一样，在那里抓住主，跟主说。你如果不祝福我，我就不让你走。
If we cannot be like Jacob, who is holding onto the Lord and says, "If you do not bless me, I will not let you go."
今天还有什么动力可以驱使我们能够来选择主
？Then what else could drive us to draw near to the Lord?
还有什么动力能够驱使我们能够放下那件东西来认识主
？Then what other thing could drive us to put these things down?
年长弟兄骂我们两句就可以了。
Is it enough if an elder brother scold us two things?
我想这是不可能的。
That's not enough.
如果不是经过挣扎，经过计算
，if we do not struggle and we do not count the cost,
最终我们里面要主的心在我们里面得胜了。
And finally, that desire to want the Lord triumphed over that.
我今天终于可以坦然地到主的面前告诉他。
And then we can finally come boldly before the Lord and say to him,
主啊，我不能没有你。
I cannot.I have to have you.
我不能离开你去服侍别的主。
I cannot depart from you and serve other gods.
主啊，我要你，你把它拿开吧。
I want you. Remove that thing from me.
我不要了。
I do not want it anymore.
求你让我认识你。
Let me know you.
只要能认识你，得着你，这就值了。
As long as I can know you and obtain you, then it is enough.
如果我们不是这样的来洁净我们的心
，If we do not cleanse our hearts in that manner，
如果我们不是这样的再到主的面前更新我们向着他的奉献
，If we do not come before the Lord and renew our consecration in that manner，
你觉得今天还有什么事情能够让我们离开心怀二意呢
？What other thing could cause us to depart from the state of being double-minded？
其实，如果我们真的在生活当中有一些事被主摸着我们的心了
，If we are truly being touched by the Lord。In some matter in our daily living.
平时我们都可以说主啊，我全然交给你。
In other times you can say, Lord, we belong to you always.
但你发现这个东西来了，我就讲不出来了。
But then when this thing happens, then we cannot say that anymore.
因为这件事对我太重要了。
Because this thing is too important.
我太怕失去它了。
I'm too afraid of losing this one thing.
我不敢在心里真的放掉它。
I'm afraid of letting go on this one thing.
我要抓住它。
I want to grab hold of this.
主今天向我有所要的，但我今天给不出去了。
The Lord wants something of me today, but I cannot give it.
主在这个时候就来向我们显明，你是一个心怀二意的人。
That in this juncture of time, the Lord showed us that we are double-minded.
只有当心怀二意的情况被暴露出来的时候
，Only when the condition of being double-minded has been exposed,
我们才有可能去对付这个问题。
Then we can deal with it.
只有这个问题被显出来，我们才可能解决它。
And only when this is exposed, then we can deal with it.
问题被显出来是有福的。
It is a blessing that something, is exposed.
主的话是说，心怀二意的心要被洁净。
The Lord's word says the double-minded heart must be exposed.
这是针对着一个对主认真的人，或者曾经对主认真过的人说的。
This is speaking to someone who is serious about the Lord or who has been serious about the Lord.
只有这样的人才知道这句话到底是什么意思。
Only someone like that would know what this means.
这里没有说到心怀三意、心怀五意、心怀十意。
Here it doesn't speak of being triple-minded or quintuply-minded or decuply-minded.
主没有招这样的人来接近他的心。
The Lord does not draw someone like that to draw near to him.
因为这样的人是根本无从下手的。
Because there's no way to even start with those people.
这样的人是摸不着一点门路的。
There's no way.
或许我们根本都还不是一个心怀二意的人。
Perhaps we're not even someone who is double-minded.
或许我们今天是一个心怀五意的人。
Perhaps we're quintuply-minded.
因为有太多的事情在那里 occupy 我的心。
Because there's too many things that occupy my heart.
主只是其中非常小的一部分。
The Lord is only but a small portion in my heart.
换一句话说，我是一个一心一意要别的事情的人。
In other words, I'm someone who's all my heart, I want something else.
主只是附加着带上的。
And the Lord is just an additional piece.
他只是很多事情当中的一小件事情。
He is only a small part in a lot of various matters.
这样的人是根本不会知道主今天问他要什么的。
This kind of people will not know what the Lord requires of him.
因为对他什么都是笼统的。
Because everything seems very general.
他可以说主啊，我把自己完全交给你。
He could say, Lord, I give you wholeheartedly to you.
但是我觉得好难啊。
But I think this is too hard.
但如果你要问他，他却说不出来到底难在哪里。
But if you ask him, he would not be able to explain what is so hard about it.
他却讲不清到底是哪一件事情难呢？到底是哪一个人难呢？到底是哪一个坚持难呢？
He would not be able to pinpoint what is that difficulty, maybe some matter, some person, or some circumstance.
到底你是哪一个野心你放不下呢？
Or perhaps some ambition that you cannot lay down.
因为他根本不知道主今天问他要什么。
Because he doesn't know what the Lord requires of him today.
一个心怀二意的人是有救的人。
But someone who's double-minded, there's a way out.
主也在这里指明了一条路。
And the Lord has pointed out a way out.
要把心洁净了，单单来认识主。
To purify your heart and to know the Lord.
单单尊主耶稣为主。
To only look at the Lord as Lord.
再一次把自己奉献给他。
Once again, consecrate ourselves to Him.
圣经没有给一个心怀五意的人开一条路。
The Bible does not open a way for someone who's quintuply minded.
为什么？
Why?
因为一个人如果得救是真实的。
Because if someone who has truly been born again,
他如果他真的遇见过神,
and he has truly met the Lord,
他如果真的在人生当中经历到原来神是真的,
and he has experienced in his daily living that God is real,
原来神的话真的是可信的,
and God's words are trustworthy,
他不可能一辈子都是一个心怀五意的人,
he would not stay in a state of being quintuply minded all his life.
我想我们今天要搞清楚一件事情。
We have to be very clear on one thing today.
主是招那心怀武艺的人，那随从今世风俗的人，也就是那没有得救的人。
God calls those people who are many-minded and who are walking according to the ways of this world.
是要招这样的人来真的得救的。
He's calling these people to be saved.
主招了那，但是主招了得救的人，如果今天退后，主要招这些人再次把自己完全归给他。
But these people who have been called, if we're drawing back, then he asks us to once again give ourselves to him.
主要招这样的人，如果今天心怀二意了，要来洁净你的心。
This kind of people, if today we're double-minded, then we need to purify our hearts.
一个没有重生得救的人，一个得救都搞不清楚的人，是没有可能来这样洁净自己的心的。
For someone who has not been redeemed or who's not a clear about being redeemed, then cannot cleanse your heart this way.
主在这里开的这条路是给一个真的要主的人开的。
This way that the Lord has opened up is for only those who truly want the Lord.
如果我们到现在我们的得救都不清楚。
If we're still not clear about our salvation,
如果主对我们里面没有什么的吸引,
if our Lord doesn't hold a great attraction in our heart,
我里面也没有主动的渴慕,
and I do not have an active desire for him,
我们是不可能在这里应用这句话来洁净自己的心的,
then we cannot apply this verse to cleanse our hearts.
我想我们在遇见主的事上, 在经历主的事上, 在得救的事上, 一定要是扎实的。
We must be, our foundation must be sure on this matter of knowing our Lord.
我们的根基是绝对不能摇动的。
This foundation cannot be shaken.
我们一定要清楚地知道。
We must clearly know.
我是一个得救的人。
I'm someone who is saved.
我是一个要主的人。
I'm someone who wants the Lord.
我想我们如果真的经历，我们是重生的人。
If we truly experience that we're born again.
是主来到我的生命当中找着我。
And it is the Lord who came into my life and found me.
是他在我的黑暗当中，他来遇见我，他来拯救了我。
And he met me in my dark times.
他好像让我的蒙住的眼睛开了一点点，让我看见真的有一位救主，真的有一位神。
And he caused my blind eyes to be able to see a little bit that truly there is a Lord and Savior.
曾经因着遇见他，因着他的拯救，我把我的心完全归给了他。
Because once I have met him, that I will give my heart wholeheartedly to him.
我曾经真实的一生要来跟随他，要来服侍他。
At one point, I truly said I want to follow him all the days of my life and to serve him all the days of my life.
如果是这样，我今天退后了。
And if we were in that condition, and today we draw back.
如果是这样，我今天落下去了。
And if today, we have sank lower.
如果是这样，我今天的心被别的东西吸引走了。
And my heart today is captured by something else.
主在这里给我们开了一条路。
Then the Lord has opened a way for us.
他呼召我们起来，把罪除掉。
He calls us to rise up, to cleanse our hands of our sins.
因着神儿子为我流的血，我再来到神的面前。
By the precious blood of the Son of God who has been shed for me, that I can come before God again.
他也呼召我们来洁净自己的心。
And he calls us to cleanse our hearts.
再次把自己完全奉献给他。
Once again to consecrate ourselves fully to him.
我们真的跟主说，主啊，使我愿意。
We truly tell the Lord, Lord, make me willing.
我要单单的来跟从你，来服侍你。
I want to only follow you to serve you.
我们只有这样主动的选择，要来除掉罪，洁净自己的心。
Only if we do this way to actively choose this and to cleanse our hearts and cleanse our sins.
我们才可能来应用我们的信心。
Then we can use our faith.
才可能选择过上信心的生活。
Then we can choose to live a life of faith.
才可能不从神的主权当中逃出来。
Then we can not flee away from God's sovereignty.
才可能相信他的安排，服在所有的环境当中。
Then we can trust in His providence and all the circumstances that He arranged for us.
在那里暗暗地倚靠他，抓住他的话。
That we can rely on him and hold on to his word.
我才可能在那里要在我身上证明一件事，我的主是可信的。
And I could testify of one thing that my Lord is trustworthy.
因着他是信实的。
Because he is trustworthy.
我今天不要只是活着就可以了。
Today I will not just say I will be alive and it is okay.
我也不要只是靠自己，靠着一些能力，靠着钱财活着就可以了。
And I do not want to live by my own financial means.
我要把自己交在他的手中。
I want to give myself into the Lord's hand.
我要经历我可以因着信神的儿子而真的在这里活。
I want to experience that I can live by faith in the Son of God.
我今天要经历一件事情，两千年之后，因着神儿子的话，我今天还可以活。
I want to experience something that after 2,000 years, I can still rely on the Lord's word and I can live today by that.
今天那位耶稣基督在我的生命当中仍然是活的。
Jesus Christ today is alive in me again.
我可以告诉别人我的主是真的。
I can tell others my Lord is real.
我的主是实在的。
My Lord is
real.
Yeah. Real.
我想如果我们不是这样,
if not so,
我们一定停在某个地方,
then we will be stuck at some point.
我们的信心一定没有办法使用。
Then we cannot use our faith.
我想今天可能我要停在这里。
Today, I will have to conclude my sharing here.
愿我们里面真的清楚我们是得救的。
May we know clearly within that we are saved.
并且我们有强烈的不满足与仅仅得救而已。
And we have a strong dissatisfaction of being merely saved.
我要过一个生活，我是离开罪的生活。
We want to live a life that is apart from sin.
我要过一个生活，我的心是真的单单归给主的生活。
We want to live a life where my heart is fully belonging to my Lord.
在这样的前提下，我要在生活当中主动的把自己放在情况里面，选择过信心的生活。
And so, therefore, I will actively put myself in circumstances where I can exercise this.
愿这成为我们暗中。
May this become our strong desire to pursue in secret. May this become a true attraction in our hearts. May this become something that we want to have to gain. Let's have a word of prayer.
主啊，愿你救我们，主啊，救我们到底。
Lord, you save us. May you save us to the uttermost.
主啊，让我们的得救是确实的。May
our salvation be assured.
主啊，让我们的奉献更是确实的。May
our consecration even more be assured.
主啊，让我们今天生活主动的选择要来信靠你。Lord,
today in our daily living, may we actively choose you.
主啊，以至于我们真的成为一般义人的生活是不一样的生活。
So that we can be a people whose life, the just life, is different.
主啊，谢谢你，你给我们开了路，我们是有路走的人。
We thank you for opening a way, so therefore we can walk on this way.
愿你多多找我们。
May you obtain us.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.